This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. IRI, the English radio, again at your service. Welcome back, dear listeners, to the program For a Better Life. I am Beta, and once again, I have the honor and opportunity to be next to you in this road and long path of having a nice life. As you know, in the last episodes, we were talking about the approaches towards spirituality, and we talked about two important approaches which was discussed both in philosophy and the social studies, and also in our religion, the complete religion of Islam. The first one was the spirituality as combat with the self, or jihad al-nafs, and the second one was spirituality as a medicine. So in this episode, specifically, we're going to talk about another method, way, and approach toward spirituality, which is a spirituality as a journey. In Islamic literature, spirituality is also described as a journey. We should think of ourselves as travelers, that we are here traveling, experiencing, and enjoying a beautiful journey. And as you know, we have all this mission towards this journey away from God, and then we're going back to Him. And as you are all aware of this beautiful verse from the Holy Quran, that you are from me and you are going to come and you're going to come back to me. And you can see the beauty of creation of human beings here, that we are all from the God Himself, and the destination of every human being is God. And in this journey, in this little and short journey, there are so many obstacles, there are so many challenges, there are so many times that you forget your destination, which is Allah Almighty. And this is the beauty of it. Let's keep it in the optimistic point of view. Here, this is so beautiful to have this mindset about the journey that we are going through. And, you know, we have all been created by God, and this creation is a sort of separation from our origin. Before we were created, we were not separate from God, but now we are. So, however, God has given us the chance to return to Him. Let's have this beautiful verse from the Holy Quran that I actually gave a gist of it to you. Truly we belong to God, and to Him we will return. It has a bit of a sad concept because we recite this beautiful verse whenever one person dies. But it is, you know, deeper than that. It is something like we are facing in every day of our life. And I think this is not a verse of death. This is a verse of life. And when we depart, our destination is clear. But in order to reach our destination, we must be very careful about our direction. If we are on the right path, we will certainly reach our destination. As I told you, it's a little and short journey, but you know, it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of energy. It takes you to be a real human being and use your whole potential in order to get to your destination. However, if we are on the wrong path, we will not reach our destination and may even go farther and farther away from it. Which is really sad because you feel like lost, you know? When you talk to some atheist people, they are like, we are enjoying life. Oh, this tree is really beautiful. I'm enjoying its beauty. But when you ask them, so what? So what is the meaning of all this? They have nothing to tell you, you know? And you feel the depth of being lost in these people. I don't know why some people want to insist on whatever they are doing. Actually, this monologue reminded me of a verse in Holy Quran, which says that all of the people on the earth are aware of the truth of reality. The only reason why they want to oppose this reality and truth is that they want to be free to do whatever they want to do. And maybe this is a part of our nature, to be rebel, to be someone who wants to disobey Allah Almighty. But at the same time, the beauty of the story is that you have the will and you have the power to control yourself and to choose the right path. And as we have in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty reminds us that I showed you the right path and the wrong path, and the choice is yours to choose whether you want to go through the right path or the wrong one. And let's keep it here. We're going to go for a short break, and then we're going to come back again, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. All I need.
This is For a Better Life, and we are talking about the third approach towards spirituality, which is taking spirituality as a journey. Let's have another beautiful verse from Holy Quran. Oh man, you are trying hard to reach your Lord, and you will finally meet Him. Having read this verse, some may think that there is nothing to worry about because we have all come from a good place and there is a good destination ahead. But, you know, our status when we meet God is of utmost importance. There are two states of reaching God: to reach Him while He's happy with us, or to reach Him while He's angry with us. Human beings are among the very few creatures whose levels of perfection are not fixed. That is, they have been given the capacity to upgrade or degrade themselves, which is at the same time a huge responsibility on our shoulder and a blessing. Thus, the spiritual journey consists of trying to increase our closeness and proximity to God. It should be noted that God is always close to us, but we are not necessarily close to Him. And, you know, we can reach a position in which we can get closer and closer to God through self-purification and, as suggested by the glorious Quran, meet Him. There is the possibility of losing our own selfhood, limits and boundaries, and then becoming identified with God. That we have this actually beautiful concept in philosophy, in literature, in culture, everywhere. And this is a really vast, actually, topic that I don't have the knowledge to go through. But if you're interested in these kind of topics, I mean, the stage after you lose your selfhood and you go beyond your limitations, you go beyond your humanity, and you return to the Allah Almighty. This life is a journey, and we cannot say that we do not want to go on this journey. We are all on this journey, and it is up to us to gather enough provisions for ourselves. One of the main goals of self-building is to try to reduce this distance by wayfaring towards Allah. It means that the path towards Him is infinite and full of challenges. However, for the people who embark on this journey, all the support and guidance are provided. In this regard, there is a beautiful narration from Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, that may you be glorified. What a narrow path it is for whom you do not guide, and what a clear path it is for whom you have guided. In this part, and in these three episodes, we have discussed spirituality, or the process of self-building, as a kind of battle, medicine, and as a journey. Allah is encouraging and guiding us by demonstrating many ways and approaches towards spirituality and towards the last destination of the creation of human being. And He's showing us that there is always hope of reaching Him, and appeals to us in many different ways to encourage us to come closer to Him. He is the most merciful. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode, unfortunately. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.